Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 209 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be continuing our series on Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. This is going to be part 7. So we've had 6 parts in the series. I'll encourage you to check it out. There's a lot of very useful lessons the Lord has been teaching us in this podcast. And Lord, I pray as we study your word this morning, I pray that you teach us great and mighty things from your law and help us to not just be hearers only, but also doers of the word. And as we do so, let us be blessed in all our deeds. And I pray that you speak your word through me in Jesus' name. Amen. So I read from verse 12. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Pergamum. This is the message from the one with the sharp two-edged sword. I know that you live in the city where Satan has his throne, yet you have remained loyal to me. You refused to deny me, even when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred among you there in Satan's city. But I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you, right? The last time we stopped was you. We stopped at what do you tolerate? That was the last lesson. So we're going to pick up from there, right? So you tolerate some among you. Some among you, right? So what's the big lesson to keep in mind here? Last time we said, what do you tolerate? And the Bible is saying here that, you know, that these people are tolerating some among them. So it's not the whole, but it's just like a part of the whole that seems to be causing a problem in the church. How does this lesson relate to a believer? The critical thing you need to keep in mind is, what is that thing that is a part of you that does not glorify the Lord? What is that part of the whole that does not glorify the Lord? This is something that many people don't give credit for, but it's something you need to be very careful about, something you need to be very mindful of. If you keep forgetting this principle, you'll keep getting caught down as a Christian. The thing is, in your life as a Christian, or the life of any Christian, is pretty much any true Christian, a person that is trying to become more and more like Jesus Christ. The things in your life that do not glorify the name of the Lord should be progressively cut away. Those things have to be progressively cut away, right? So the thing is, if there's something in your life that does not please the Lord, you want to get rid of it. If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and that sin that doth so easily beset us. Because again, that seemingly little part may be the thing that may end up trashing your destiny, right? So if there is a part of your life that does not please God, if there is a part of your life that does not glorify God, go ahead and cut it out. I've quoted this scripture many times in this podcast, but it says that, you know, Jesus Christ was telling his disciples or telling people that, see, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. If that part of the whole causes you to sin, remove it. If that part of the whole causes you to sin, remove it. Don't keep it going. Don't keep it going. Because that little part, I just kind of think of it as like sin as a cancer, right? How does cancer start? Cancer starts off as one mutated cell. But then that one mutated cell starts growing, right? When it starts off as a small mutated cell, it's not a huge problem. But as it keeps growing, it then becomes a bigger and bigger issue. And then one day, it spreads all around the person's body, becomes metastatic, becomes an issue. That's the same way sin operates. That's the same way something, a sinful part can ultimately go on and take over the whole. A sinful part can go on to take over the whole. So don't allow sinful parts in you. If there's a sinful part in you, deal with it. Because again, that thing is like a spiritual cancer in your life. You may think that it's just some small thing, but then over time, it grows and grows and grows and grows, and then it becomes a problem, right? The Bible says that, you know, sin, you know, that every man is, you know, starts off with lust, and then that lust is enticed, right? And then that lust, you know, when it can bring, when it's enticed, it brings forth sin. And then sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. So what is that part of the whole that you're tolerating? Deal with that part. Jesus Christ said, the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. That means Jesus was saying that, see, there is no part of me that Satan can lay claim to, right? So check your life. Do an assessment of your life. Because many of these churches, the only exception was the church in Smyrna and the church, I believe, in Philadelphia. These churches, you know, it's not every part of them that was bad, but there was like a part or parts that were bad that God was dealing with. And God was saying, see, you need to fix these problems. If not, these things will mess you up, right? Although there was a church, the church in Laodicea, where the entire whole was bad. The entire whole was bad, right? That church needs a revival, literally, right? So again, I just think it's very important. Be very, very careful as a child of God. Don't, because I'm telling you, like, you may think that this thing is just a small thing. Some people love to pat themselves on the back that, see, you know, I've been obeying God's will. I've been doing the will of the Lord. You know, I go to church regularly. I pray every day. I study my Bible. I am kind to others. I give to the needy. I give this, I give that, I do this, I do that. All these wonderful things. Literally, all these wonderful things. But there may be a part of your life, that thing that people don't know about, there may be a part of your life, that thing that is not visible to the public eye. And you know in your heart that, man, this one thing I do, man, it's not a good thing at all. It's not a good thing at all. I need to stop this. I need to shut this down. Let me encourage you, seriously, shut it down. Shut that thing down. Because again, that little part can be the big problem for you down in the future. So what are those things that are spiritual cancers? Deal with them right now. Deal with them right now. Deal with them right now. Because again, the Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole loaf. It can be that small thing that can end up messing up your destiny, right? So again, before though you even start doing all these things, again, you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you today to do that. Because again, Jesus Christ, right, he comes into your life. The Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. I believe it's in the book of Revelation. I stand at the door and knock. You know, if any man opens the door, I'll enter in and I'll come into him, right? And I'll sup with him. I'll make room with him, right? So I just want to encourage you, like, why don't you let Jesus Christ come into your life? Why don't you let him take over your life? Why don't you let him take over your affairs? He can really transform your life. He can really transform your destiny, right? Because the thing is, there is no way to heaven other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no way to fulfilling God's destiny for your life other than through the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? You're hearing his voice today. Don't turn your nose at his word. Listen to his voice. If you don't have a relationship with him, the fulfillment of your destiny begins when you start a relationship with Christ. Look at Apostle Paul. He was going around, you know, participating in the persecution of believers. But when he encountered God, when he had a divine intervention, right, the Lord came into his life. And after that, the course of his life completely changed. This was a person that called himself the chief of sinners, but he ultimately became the person that wrote about 2/3 of the New Testament. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to save me from sin. I confess all my sins before you. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Cleanse me. Purify me. Wash me clean. Make me whole. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I pray for those that just surrendered their lives to you. I pray that you will keep them to the very end. And I pray, Lord, for all of us listening to this podcast, including myself. Help us, Lord, to deal with those parts of the whole that do not glorify your name. To deal with those spiritual cancers. Deal with them when they're small, so they don't become huge, massive problems in our lives. Father, I commit the rest of this week, this weekend, into your hands. I pray that you help us in everything we do. I pray that you help us to continue to serve you and to honor you with our lives. And I pray that you bless and prosper the works of our hands. And if you were to come, Lord, if you were to come at any time, please, Lord, let us not miss eternity with you in heaven. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. For many people, this is the New Living Translation. Read it, understand it, meditate on it, write down action steps for your life and actually obey those steps. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches and they preach things that are completely inconsistent with Scripture. That's not a place you want to be. So find a Bible-believing church, a place where the true, pure, undiluted Word of God is preached. And again, as you listen to the Word, cross-check with Scripture. Make sure that what you're hearing is in line with Scripture. God will not violate His Word, right? God will not violate His Word. That's always the original place you can check and make sure that you're on the right path. So thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful day. I will see you on Sunday in episode 210, I believe. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.